Okay, so I didn't say we're going to talk about Mamash is being bought, or Yavish Balach, whatever you want to call it. Love this, Hashem. Okay. Right, I didn't dedicate that much space to your last, that's good. Okay, everybody knows that there's Luchayra, Machaikas, Fashat, and Paz here about whether. The Taz is Machmir here. And the Taz says that anything that's not nikr, anything that's nikr at all, doesn't make a difference what isr it is, anything that's nikr b'chlal, it's not bottle, Yavish B'lach, it's not bottle. And the Meila, he holds that anything you could possibly find, Yafilu B'chipus Godel, or whatever it is Eine bottle, B'chol Yisurim. And that's Pashto Shitas Taz. However, the Ramon Shach seem to be saying, no, don't be so machmir. Even if you couldn't find it, but only one you're going to be machmir by Shach. And there's many places that will bring down the Shach, the Dina, at least the Machmir, some Ruba, whatever it is. Gracie Placey, and the Shach, and the Ramon, the Bach, and the Shach, and the Chavis Yoyer. And the crazy place in the Yad Yehuda, and the Chachasan of Mamachim Hafsid Merubo.
Is there a Mokach from the Lamad Shah that they hold a really good seal?
Well, give me a chance and just start.
No, that's not even at all.
It's sitting here, wait here. We'll get there. That's most of the
shit.
That's
going to
be most of the shit.
Ah,
that's
going
to be most of the shit.
Oh, yeah?
So, Mokhayr al Pashtus from Riyata is the Taz's bar to say that Yavish Balach is in a bottle. Luchayri is so poshut, it's hard to understand how anyone could argue one. Because Luchayri, first of all, we have a clause, what that maybe Evan Sariches and whatever, is that the Yavish Balach, it wasn't before Shoshokhan, but I think the Teres Hatz has brought it down, whatever, the Lubushba, is the Yavish Balach in a bottle. And the Edson is Luchayri to Svar Pshuta. Grace, if you have a knedel floating in your soup, it's possible the knedel is not bottled to the soup. Because it's two separate things, it's not a Tarogus B'chol. On Shabbos, it might not even be burning to take it out, it's not a Tarogus.
So, what was the
shachta
you said? By
Hifz
and Ruba, they bring down the
shachta. The Chachmas Ogden says you can be Semach on the
shachta,
Hifz and Ruba. So, the question is, how is a shaykh? If it's something that's Yavish Balach, it's mamash, it's separate, it's nicker, it's whatever, so how are you talking about, how can the shach say that it's bald? And the emesis, we even had. The Ramos only Machmir by Shrotzen, but we know he had this Hariches. There was Teres Chatzis, the Bran Ramos. When you have Chelev that was Nimayah from the Tavshul, you have to add cool water to separate it out. Agamir right now wasn't before, at least before you added the cool water, it wasn't Nikr B'chla, it was Bapu. And I feel often saying, you know, you're going to have to go do a Tircha to go separate it. Like, that's how does that show the Shabbat? We're not talking about the Chelev from Shrotzen. We're talking about chaylev from a bayim, you could make it nicker, but right now it's not seder. Okay. But you see, you have to be matriach to separate it.
So you have to be matriach.
So if you have to be matriach, to be machapes acharav.
When you look at the top, you could. Yeah, so you see, it's all the bubbles. When you have a plate of soup, it's full of a little oil on the top. When you put it in the fridge, it turns into hard. So it is okay. There, and you just can't take it out. When it gets cold, you can take it out.
Usually
if you take your paw, put it in the bottom of the pot, and take it out, you won't come out with any oil. The chelev will stay on the top.
In my experience, first of all, is that when the pot's boiling on the stove, maybe because it's boiling,
so you don't see
any oil floating on the top.
Because you can't see anything that's all steam. I think it's because it's starting to cool.
But number two is, even if you see a little bit of oil on the top, grease on the top, but when you put it in the fridge for a couple hours, you're going to end up with five times as much. There's a lot of oil that was mixed in that will then rise up to the top and congeal. It's not just that same layer becomes easier to separate. Much more that was mixed in separates out. So maybe some was nikr before while it was still hot, but certainly there was a lot that only becomes nikr after it cools off. It's my experience. It's a different experience. So
apparently it's because whatever is at the top is the coldest part of the liquid.
That's what I'm saying. It could also be, by the time it's in your bowl, it's already klisheni, klishlishi. It's starting to cool already. Yeah, the top
layer is the most exposed to the cold air, so then that's why it makes.
Okay, also as it cools, it rises. So whatever cooled will go up to the top. Fine? And L'chayr the Taz's svara is very, very mistaken. To say that, and Be'etzim is what I've seen is more or less to be masking to it. And L'chayr, there's many, many Achrayim who are moved. Now, we're not even back into chopping the Rishayim. But there's many Achrayim who seem to learn like the Taz. But anything that's nikr, that they're all nikr, even B'tircho G'dayim, the Chippus Rav, or whatever, is called, it's like Yavash B'lach, and it's Eine Batuk Pram, even B'dayim. Who says like that? The Moshe says the Chassam Sefer. The Chassam Sefer, by every item that Rebbe saw, the Chassam Sefer talks about the case of the Sefer Torah where one ice was possible and they put it back in the Aron HaKodesh. Now we don't remember anymore which Sefer Torah is possible. We have no idea which ice and which word and which chumash even is the psul. So it would take hours and hours to go through all the Sefer Torah to find which one had a psul in it. So the Yad Eliyahu wanted to say, Yad Eliyahu, I think, wanted to say, it should be bought to Yavish be Yavish to Chabachay. Remember me
there? It's inferior,
it's always. So the Chassam Sefer is saying, no, he says, because Enoch and Ami would take hours and hours to be a Tirch or Gedoy Lamoid to find it. But anything you could find, even on a Tirch or Gedoy Lamoid, it's not bottle, it's not a Teruvus Bacha. So since it's Nikr bin Kaimai, it's not bottle. So L'chayr is Mughach like Tatar, that the Pelech has L'chayr is since Leifus passing in the Taz. And now it's interesting, he doesn't mention B'chamach like a Shach and Taz on it. But it seems L'chayr what he's saying is Poshit like Tatar. And the Chazanish is foolish like Tatar, the Chazanish says it's not a Poshit, or anything that is Etshel, Lahakir, even the Iyun Rav, and whatever, is called Yavish Balan, it's not Bottle. And the Chizkayin, the son of the name of Sam, the Chizkayin is Mefurish like the Taz, doesn't understand the Shach Bechlau. There's a crazy place in Peidalad, then the crazy place in Be'as says the Ikr is like the Shach, but the crazy place in Peidalad also says that anything that's Nikr, even the Iwan Rav, is considered not Bottle. And the Prima Godel Be'as Lechayra. There's the Hashulchan says Poshut like the Taz. Yeah, it's not anything that could be nicker at all is not bottle. And the grain, and the Shulchan Aruch Rav, and the Hilchos Pesach, I think it is. And the Chachos Adam, the Shalayim Lachim has his Merub, but at least holds his Pashat that it shouldn't be bottle. And Prichadish, I don't think I mentioned.
Where's the Chachos Adam?
Where?
Is it by the Marma Alchemist? The Dalit?
What?
It was question one.
I thought I mentioned everybody, but maybe not everyone heard. Is it question one? Is the Maimonides in question one are very much an ikar of the sugya? Matter of fact, she was basically only going to be on the Maimonides question one. It's not going to be really on the Maimonides from the sif itself, because I don't think I'm going to have time to talk about also bugs in the Chal Veshech or whatever it is. But we'll see. Maybe. Maybe prepare so much on it. Okay, so Pashas is all the L'chayr, all these are right, Muchach that they're saying like the Taz. Even the. Which one did I skip over before and I want to come back to? What? Prichadish, yeah, Prichadish is also. Passes like the Taz. Is there anything that's nicker at all, possibly, is Enei Batel? Okay, fine.
Would someone say that you have to take the Rishon and go through it, being, and look maybe the leg of the zvuk that's stuck in it?
We should have the Tazakh that way.
Yeah.
And the free site for addition.
There is no way. If there's a way.
Yeah, but if it's possible, if you would go through beam by beam, spreading it out on a light box, yes, it would take you hours, but if you'd be able to see a bug, be able to see, you know, a little black dab, a little for six little light or whatever, then it's not bottle, even if it's not a bar. You tried to catch it as it was going in the pot, you grabbed one leg, you're still holding that leg, so you know it lost the leg, it's not a berry anymore. But I feel like, if according to all these Achrayim were saying, basically, if it would be possible to spread it out a thin layer over your light box, and keep doing it in a spoonful by spoonful of the whole pot of challah, then it's not bottle.
Is it okay?
They're
okay.
Isolachar.
Is it?
When you read that, you'll see. When you throw that, you might have the reins.
Why be the reins?
Yonis Belatza is it's not a Tarayis Bukhar.
You go that route.
It's not a Tarayis. It's not desirable.
What if you have when you read it, you'll check it as you eat it. For pouring into your bowl, and you'll check each spoon as you eat it. Is that okay? Have the doctor check the whole entire thing before you eat it?
I didn't
see that.
Yeah. You check kaf kaf, so then you can eat each kaf. What's going to happen when you get to the last kaf and you still didn't find it?
I don't know.
It's only if you have a reuse and there is. If you don't have that, then it's on the cloud.
If we were talking about a case, right? So again, the case was you saw the bug jumping in and you tried to catch it by the leg and the bug fell in anyway. Sort of like the Chavisiyah's case, except without the barrier. Half the bug was on the Chavisiyah, the first half was on the barrier, which.
So we will publish another bug.
Assuming you grabbed it by the leg and left one leg behind in your hands. It's not a barrier. This part was no longer a barrier when it went in the pot. And then the Chavisiyah, was even though the Chavisiyah was nice, Luchar is Mukhal in the Shah, but the Chavisiyah was not in that case. That's the Chippus Gotham, you'll find it, and it's attainable. The Etzim is, I was murdered, I think some other people murdered, but it's not really fair, Luchar, but to a certain degree, the Yam Shal Shleim Luchar is Mukhal that way, because the Yam Shal Shleim says that the Kadosh of Afil Chatzishir. Even Lavan can add dosh, even a chatzi shir. Now, Luchayra, once you're saying chatzi shir, so we're not saying, you're not going to have the mailo of a dosh of a sheretz anymore. So if you're not going to have that mailo anymore, so Luchayra, who had been sheretzur? Luchayra, who had been sheretzur? And
what's
the system? Yeah, once you then you have the bach and you have the bach also. Who's more foolish like Ramal? But, what?
Why the bus?
He also says the chassid shi. He says that dosh chassid. What?
He says
I know he says that. So does the sham shashlan. That's what I'm saying. So Luchayr, we're starting to point out here that Luchayr, there are some skews. Because the Yam Shashlan is pretty much more foolish like the Shah. Afilu Hawk, he says that it's Lavdavka and Adosh. Even a chassid Adosh. The Bach is more foolish like the Ramal. And Afilu Hawk, he says Lavdavka. Adosha. Who else was there? Was a steer of Luchayr? What? The crazy place is a steer of Shtickl. Crazy place is Baz Passel of the Shachar, and Pedality says that if it's Nikr, even Bechipus Gobel, then it's not going to be bought. So it's going to be like that we have to move the Rapshat and the Shach. Yes, that's what it's going to be more. Who are Lamaisa Paskins like that? And also the Chavisiyor Lamaisa. The Chavisiyor Mitzad Echad is saying if it's Nikr at all, it's not going to be bought. But Mitzad Sheni is, he's Machal between Shrots and Parish, which is not a real Shatz. Not from Shemana Shrots. So the Emin Zuz, first of all, is who?
That's a Shia by Shariz.
So the Chavis, the mindset of the Chavis here is pretty mufurish. Is a good starting point, I think, to what we're going to say to be in the Asha. But let's just start explain who are those who are who are makel like the Ramah, the Shach, Ramah, and the Bach and the Shach. And the Chavis, you always said, is Mukhar Mukhak that way. And the crazy place you hear by us past is that way. And the Yadu. What? And the Yam Shoshan? Okay, the Yam Shoshan Mukhar is also Mukhar, yes, true. What?
Or
should those
facing the
wall? No,
pass
on
pass.
He says
the wall is the wall. There, I'll just do the wall with the pass. We'll get there. Okay, now Lamaisa, we just made a chumbo. Luchayr, first of all, is at Muhabil, who speaks out Mufurish? Yeah, you know, I think it's pretty Mufurish. But anyway, I'll just speak. Is that really we just mix together two different sheets of stuff. Luchayr, the Ramon Luchud, and all the others who are machalik between sharitz and sharisirim is a different sheet. The Ramah is coming from Misavet Ar. Ramah says that why is it davka sharitz? Because sharitz b'ka'adosh is a barrier. Because it did like a barrier, and the male is barrier, it's in a bottle. Because it's a shir chiyuv, you'll be chayav. So that's what she. That's saying that it's a sheretz is a kazash. Since it's a sheer chiyuv, just like your chayev on a berry, even if it's pots of kazayis, who are then your chayev on a dosh of sheretz, even though it's not a kazayis. And Mamele is, it's not going to be bottles. So if it's not bottles, so Mamele is, here you have to be machmor.
The
idea that there's a chiluk between sheretz and shari sur, he's taking this event to Aruch and basing it on Derek.
Like, things vary all the way.
Now, according to that svara, there's no reason to be machmor on a chatzi adosh, because a chatzi adosh doesn't have a shir chiluk. It's not going to be a berry. It'll be like a berry that was cut in half. He doesn't have a shir chiluk here. So the first of all, Sulawaz is more, he's only going to say it by a kadoshiv. If I know there's only half an adosh of sheretz in my pot, if I know that this mouse was chopped into pieces and every single piece was smaller than an adosh, Rama will be maker. Rama will say that sheretz is no more chomer than shari sur. The Bach is mufur, is not like that. The Bach. So it was said, even a chatzish, Bach Niyam Shul Shleimer, both said up to a chatzish. Like the Bis Yosef. And like the Emes, I think, Muchach Nedrisha. Even though they bring the Drisha like the Marshal, B'Shem the Marshal, they bring the Drisha like the Marshal to say, though, because you have to understand what the Marshal said. We didn't explain yet what the shita is. First, explain what we're trying to explain. Shita's Rambo is that a sheer adosha of a sheretz has a din like, since it's a sheer chiyuv, so if it's in your pot, it has a din like a barrier that's not bought. All of the kashas of the Taz on the shita, they're all going on that nekuda of the Ramon of the Isanator. They're all going on din barrier. He's asking, what do you mean? We know that a barrier that was Nifra doesn't have Milo Barry anymore, it's bottle. All the Taz's catches are going, how can you say that a Sheretz Kadosh is going to have a Din Barry that's ain't a bottle? Say it. So like the Ramah and Ochanan, he has good catches on the Ramah. Even though the Kudus HaKesed does try to answer some of those catches, but what Lamaise is, the Shach does not hold like the Ramah. The Shach and the Marshal, which is what's brought in the Drisha, and that's what the Drisha is bringing from the Marshal, and the Bach, and so we have the Marshal, Drisha B'Shem the Marshal, the Shach, the Bach, and the Chavis Yor, also pretty mafurish, are all coming. I didn't get a chance to look back in the Crazy Placey or the Chavis Das. I would like to see them again inside, but I didn't have a chance before this year to see exactly what Nekuda they're passing in the Shach. Because they both seem to pass in some more like the Shach than like the Taz, but I didn't get to see clear how they learn the Shach. But the Chobot is these, the Marshal Bach, Marshal Drisha, Bach, Shach, Havas Yor, they're all coming from a different Nekuda. They're really coming from the Tshuva Sarashba. The Tshuva Sarashba gives a different reason. He says, we're Choshesh, that maybe it's going to come in your mouth a piece of Sheretz by itself. And as the Chavis Yor pretty mavurish, the Yad Yehuda Mamer speaks it out. But in other words, what are they saying? We're talking about a case where the Etzem the Sheretz is bald. We're talking about a case where it's not nicker at all. So, Ken Zion, for now, for argument's sake, let's say like this. Really is, the Shach doesn't argue on the Bach at all. On the Taz at all. The Vadi holds the Yomer's Balach is not bald. And it could be he'll hold that the Hagedra of Yomish Balach is the same as the Taz. Even the name of the Shach's not going to argue that the Chassam Seifu would stem with the Shach. So hold on, that we're going to buy it. But the other part, we're not necessarily. The Chassam Seifu says that if you be Chippus after Chippus for hours and hours, but when you get to that ice in the Sefer Torah, it's Nikr of the Mkaimai, Mamish Nikr of the Hedi of the Mkaimai, a lot of the Shach's going to agree with the Chassam Seifu. The Sefer Torah, that psak of the Chassam Sefer is going to be silent the Taz and silent the Shach. When it's nikir lehedya bim koimoy, and you could take it out when you find it, you could fix it when you find it, the kulayam, even the Shach is going to agree, a vada that case is not bottled. That's a regular yavish balach, that's like a kneadle floating in the soup. It's not a taruvus, not linyan sevahatr, not linyan bayr b'shabbos, It's not a terrible spuchal. That case is partial. The shas on the case where it is bold. And we'll have to remember exactly what that case is. The shas on the case where it's not nicker at all. It's not shy to separate it out at all. And be'etz and midine taruvis, it is a taruvis and it should be bold. Nervos, the marshal, bach, drisha, shach, this yor, they're saying a new chomer him. There's a new chomer because of chomer sharetz. Because sharetz ba'alma has a much smaller shear than shari surim, so we see that sharetz is an iser chomer. So memeilo chazal made, or the rishonim made, noch chomer in sharetz, let's be chayshish, that wherever you eat your sharetz, whenever you eat the taruvus that has a tiny piece of sharetz, and less than an adosha even, this taruvus lamaisa doesn't have any pieces that are kadosha. It only has half an adosha. But it could be, if you have a half an adosha at the end, you'll be able to sit deraisa. This is deraisa chatzi shir. But you'll be able to sit deraisa. If it comes, if that piece comes in your, so we're going to be machmer to be choshesh for by sharetz. Now the truth is, by shari surim, if you had a chatzi shir, you had the same size piece of nevelo that came in your mouth by itself, it would also mean it's a deraisa chatzi shir. But we were not going to be chayshish for it because meikar then it's bottle, midine bittel, midine karuvus it's bottle here. It's a new chomer they made up by sharetz according to the rad. Truma's a rad, before the first makar for it. And that's how the fasting is, to be matched by sharetz. So we're maybe you'll get a piece of sharetz at the end that will not be nisid deraisa. And it's a chomer.
Whereas then the Shach argued on the basis, but he brought the basis to say Chatzi Shir by Dosh, and the Shach argued.
Yeah.
And said only if it's a Kadosha. He didn't say that even Chatzi Adosha.
The Shach very clearly explains that the Chashash is that maybe it'll come be'en a piece in your mouth. What?
As opposed to Chatzi Adosha.
So first of all, is the Bach and the Mashal are clearly not like that. Even within the Shach, one of them is saying that the Shach then is clearly still not like the Ramah. He's not saying.
I'm
not convinced it's true, but we'll have to look inside again.
But the Shach said the Ramah.
Says the what in the Ramah?
It's Pshat.
He's
saying it in the Ramah.
Oh, that's right. He's saying the Ramah, but now he's not saying it himself. He's not saying it himself. Where Yoz Allah HaMaisa Luchar is not like that. There's different places where he's explaining the Ramah and some places
where he's saying that. The part he's reading is explaining the Ramah, why could the Ramah Dafka Shem and Dafka Kadosha?
Right. Okay.
Shem or Yemi Kadosha. But just
be...
The
Maisa is the Shach,
doesn't it?
Yeah.
When the Pesach says, we will have to show.
Fine. So then, so Hagam is the Chazash himself does the Maisa passing like the Taz connected the Shach, but even the Chazash himself is saying this Pasha that even the Shach would agree with that. Even the Chazanish says that if you find the Chippus after Chippus, you would be able to find it and it would be Nikr and you could take it out then. In that case, it could be the Shach would also be masking too. Even the Chazash isn't passing that way. So the Emes says then, it comes out, I started to understand. With the Madani Yosher, the Madani Yosher says something that Luchayr is a little wild. The Madani Yosher says, that he says, a lot of what I'm saying is built on what he said. It's not. So he comes out, and the MS is that there's a whole misconception here. We started off the Sukhi saying, I mean, everyone came out of the Sukhi understanding. Then the Machlaik is here. The Shach and Ramah are Meikul, the Taz is Machmer. He says, Fakarat. The Taz is the Meikul. Because the Shach agrees 100% with the Taz. That anything that's Nikr at all, no matter what, that's not other in the bottle, that's Yodosh Balach, it's not bottle. What's the only difference between the Shach and Taz? The Shach has this new chumra that we're chayish by. By sheretz we're chayishes. Maybe you'll be nifka. You'll be yivka b'mahmosha shalisser. And that chumra, now chumra, the Taz doesn't have. But it comes up the Shach to be machmer more than the Taz, not make more than the Taz. Now the problem with that is that it's always dangerous to be an ibrachah, because lemaisa is the Achrayim did not understand that one. Let's see. I think I have a list here of Achrayim that were muchach. They understood clearly that the Shach is a kula. Let's see if we can find them. That gives you a little credit here. Agav Gostam, it's also Shukum Ruha from Losh of the Shad. The Shach said that in this case where you can't find it, now it'll be like Yavish B'Yavish. It's clear that the Shach is minded, it wouldn't be like Yavish B'Lach, it wouldn't be Batal. I think it's clear in the words of the Shach that the Shach holds Yavish B'Lach is not Batal. Now the question was Yavish B'Lach. So the Matan Yashar understood that the Shach takes on 100% to have the Yar of the Taz of B'Lach. And the Shach's only a chumra on top of that. However, here we go. The Minchas Kayim clearly understood that the Shach's being more makel than the Taz, and he was did not accept that kula, passing like the Taz. And what was his no loss? But the Maisa is the Minchas Kayim himself is shver, because the Minchas Kayim understood what was his raya connected to the Shach. His raya was. It's very similar. It was a chakir, the prima gavim. It was very similar to a case we had at the end of Tzadi Ches. Is let's say you had chatichas baser nevelu and chatichas baser kosher that fell into shishim zaysim of right of kosher. Right. So it's a yomish be it's min the mina but b'shein mina. Except that you don't have roiv in the mina, so you can't say salik. So what's the din here? So outs. Out from the scene is Tam and the Einai Minai. It's Pasha that the Shishim, the right of Kenegat the Boss of Kor, Kenegat the Boss of Neveil. Out the Minba Minai, it's Mitz, it's Chad Bechad, there's no Bittel. So what should be the Din Pasha, B'chayel Kulei Alma, is the right that you're allowed to eat. But the Chatichos, you can't eat either Chaticho. In fact, the Minchas Kayin, according to the Shach, if the Shach holds that anything you don't see that's not easily nicker is bottle, so he says you should be able to the chatichas also. Because who cares that it's yavish b'lach? I can't see the chatichas aren't nicker. I can't tell which one's this and which one's that. The veil and kosh, they look the same. It's a very funny idea. It's very nicker what the chatichas are separate from the right. L'chayra, even the Shach, they would agree that there's no taruvus between the chatichas and the right. Just because I can't see which chatichas and which ones kosher, doesn't make them a taruvus for the whole right. I'm talking about, big pieces of meat. So I think his havana in the Shach was, he understood the Shach to be very extreme.
Everything should be
mutter. Yeah, even the chatichas should be
mutter.
Yeah, it's not yikr. It's a little bit tarumas with the right.
But even the Shach itself says you can't tell
Yavash,
you can't tell.
So I'm saying he understood that the Shach is being matter mamash every time it's Yavash Balach. Now, I don't think that's the Shach. I think that's clearly not Shach in the Shach.
He's saying yes, it's not tarumas.
What?
In this case,
but he's asking that according to the Shach, it should be a tarugus. He understood that according to the Shach, the Shitosa should consider the chatichas a tarugus with the right to Shiyamat to the chatichas. Okay, I think that's Pashat, that's not Pshat, the Shach, the Mechus. The Minchas Yankiv understands that the Shach is Meiko. He doesn't pass him like it. The Prichodus understood the Shach was Meiko and didn't pass him like it. The Chachmas Adam understood the Shach is Meikul and is willing to be same Mechana B'mon and Kassim Merubo. The Achashogar understood the Shach is Meikul and did not agree with him. Pass like the Taz. Yeah, Yehuda also understands that the Shach is Meikul and passes him, but, big qualification here, is that the Yadud explains that that's only when it's Einoi Nikr Kla. What's the Kula then? Oh, so here's the Yadud was very important. The Kudut, I don't think anyone saw it. But the Yadid understands, and this is, I think the Yadid is more correct than the Madani Asher. The Madani Asher apparently didn't see the Yadid inside. I think it was also Muhammad Shlomo from the Chavis Yor like this. But that when it's There's a chiluk. If it's einin nikr klal, it's mamish me'iduchi, you won't find it at all. So in that case, even the tal, okay, in that case, even the tal is going to be nikr. When you could be mechatas, you'd find it. If after chibus gomel, you could find it and take it out. Which is clearly Sivak Samsaifer's case, and even Luchai B'Chazanish's case, is once you do your chippus after chippus and you find it, there's no reason you couldn't take it out. So in that case, the Shach's Mayud, that it's awesome. In that case, the Shach agrees with the Taz and says, I'm not being Mekul there, that's Yavash Boach, I'm not going to be Mekul there. But what is the case where the Shach is more Mekul than the Taz? When after Tiruch HaGedel of the chippus Rav, I finally will be able to find the Isser, and even then I won't be able to take it out. In that case, where I could be able to find the Isser, but I'm not going to be able to separate the Isser from the Hatter.
Why not? Why can't that be?
Why?
Yeah, how would that be?
Take a little hit with it.
No, that's already not separating the Isser from the Hatter.
In terms of you get a fly from your suit.
Similar to the case of Taz brought from the Rambam with the Kul and the Chama. You either have to leave behind some kum or take out some of the chama with it, because you can't split them on the line. It's too tiny, it's just a speck in your challah. You could take out a whole spoonful of challah, but you can't take out the speck.
Anytime you take out a fly from your soup, it's always going to come with a little bit of soup on its wings.
Okay, that's called taking out the fly. That would be courage.
It always comes with a little bit more.
You
can look
out
the
fly. So in that case, which the case the Taz brings from the Rambam, which we say with the Kum and the Chama, that's the case where it's B'tircha G'dayla, it's nicker, but it's still, even once you find it, you can't separate it. That's the case where the Shach is more makel than the Taz.
That's
what the Yad Yud says. So he said, on that case, so the Yad Yud says, the Lamaisa is Kim Lonu. Let's see if I think I wrote down more or less what he says. He says, Kim Lonu is that something you can't be mafrid does have bittul, even if it's Yavish Balach, and even if it is Nikr B'Mkarna, which is like the way he's understanding the Shach.
Another Taz said that the chiluk of the kum that's Nikr, you usurk and you throw it out, and the chiluk that's not Nikr will never be eaten alone, and it will be eaten together with the...
But he's saying, but there is a part you can't separate. That part will be bottled, but the rag
will be bottled, right.
What? But if you can't...
The Taz is saying that part will be bottled. The part that you can't separate.
But he's understanding this pshat in the room.
In the Rashba.
The Shulchan has one. Remember, it's not what. Even that's not what. Right. So the Yadud said, which I think is riffed with Lamaisa, is he says that if it's something that you can't separate at all, it's impossible. I should say, it's riffed with pshat and shachas. Whether Allah, on this nakudu, whether Allah is like the shachat has, that's already more dakas. But it's already that we've made it very dakas, like machlaikas. So he explains that Lishitas HaShach is that something that you cannot separate, it's impossible to separate, even if it's Nikr B'Mara, so then it has Bittul, even if it's technically Yavish B'Lach. He's absolutely apparently talking about Nikr B'Mara B'Tircha though. Oh, and then he says, but if it's something that you could find B'Tircha B'Degla and take out, it's Ene Bottle Min HaTorah. It's also in a Torah. There's no bittul on it in the Raisa. If it's a regular Yavish B'Lach, so that could even go on the Chazanish's case again. So the Chazanish, even though again the Chazanish passed in the Taz connected the Shach, but Be'etz in the case of the words that it says, the case in the Chazanish, Be'etz is the Shach, even according to Yavir, the Shach could also agree with, because it would be the Raisa, because you could find it and you could take it out.
The Shach would also know that it's
the Shach. Well, it's the Raisa, yeah. Yavir is saying, but that's the Shach. So the Nekudas of Achleikas is when you could find it, but you can't. And even once you find it, you won't be able to take it out. So in that case, the Taz is going to be Machin, because you can find it. The Shas is going to be Machin, because you can't take it out.
It's
Tarimus. Al-Tazine Tarimus. But on that case, with the Shas is Machin, he says, but if it's a Shas, I won't be Machin. So the Nekudas of Achleikas is when you have something you can find and you can't take out. You can find the Tirachot you can't take out, and it's not a Shabbos.
Wow.
That's the Nekudas HaMachlokes between the Shach.
But who says it? Who speaks out this whole
thing? Basically, Yad Yudah. I mean, Yad Yudah basically says this. Madani Osher says it, but he misses that Nekudah. He understood that the Shach agrees legami with the Taz in the Haggadah of Yavash Balach. And the Shach's only saying a Chum on the Taz.
What's the name of
According to Madani Osher, he said, a case that's not Nikr at all, but it's a Sheretz.
Mark, then we say
because when, then we have the chumra that we're chayish, she'll get my mashas of sheretz.
So what does that mean, mashas of sheretz? If it's a nicker,
right? You may know you ate the sheretz, but you, if you're not eating the challah spoon by spoon,
and even if it's not nicker, there's a chumra of sheretz.
Yes, it's not nicker at all. Pointing to the way that Madani Osher is learning, is that the sheretz being mocked? It's not nicker at all. You'll never find it. There's a new chumra that by sheretz v'chayshes maybe it'll come in your mouth by itself.
What does that mean by itself?
Without anything else.
What do you mean? Because there's other pieces. Let's say because there's other pieces of meat in the challah look identical to mouse meat. So you never even you never know which piece is the mouse meat.
So then the other pieces are all pieces.
So the Shach
is
not in such a case. But it's barrier. It's not barrier, but it's either by itself, by sheretz or not, because by sheretz we're going to be machmir.
So yavish be sheretz
also. What's he going to say by every heel? Really, like a that was the thing. What? Shach
never said that by yavish will be machmir.
Did the Shach talk about yavish be yavish? Taz did mention it
before. It's not
yavish be
yavish. That's what the Gemara.
He says, in the Shach, not in the same the Shach, it says, when do we do Yavish B'Yavish, or whatever, it's only Tala, it should be bought. It's also in the Ram. The Ram's cash on Rashi.
You go to Sheretz, he says it?
Yeah, it's going to the Ram's
cash on Rashi. I have to look at that again inside. So take a case which is just because it's all from other things. It's not about the Yavish B'Yavish.
Sorry, no, it's the Sheretz
one, it says. Right, oh, Bashar is very good. Bashar is not, though. Okay, that's what Bashar is. How is this also said that? Okay. So that's
I think. Nicker, is it the Midiraisa snapple?
What? Which case? If it's nicker, then it's not both Midiraisa. Because it's not a Tarimus. It's like having a knedel floating in the soup.
And
it's like having. What?
And if you can't separate it?
So now the Yadid says anything you can't separate is a Tarimus. Even if you could see it. According to. Right. According to the Shah. That would be the Kuzma Machlakas, right?
But sure,
it's
the
top shot with my house. So there's two Nekudas of Machlokes, right? I mean, there's two Nekudas of Machlokes, the second one's not really negating the Taz so much. I don't know. The truth is, I don't know. According to the Yad Yehuda, the way the Yad Yehuda is learning, which is, I think, Rechlik Shach, in which case was the Shach Machmir for Sheretz? Only when you could find it and can't take it out, or even if you can't find it at all. You know, isn't that the agreement of Daniel? What? Tasha
said if you could find it.
Mecha Tesla.
But
maybe I have this new chumra that maybe it'll
come. Why should Mecha if you can't find it at
all? I don't know. I don't know the chumra. I don't know how like they took this chumra. When they made this chumra on Sheretz,
I don't know how they took this chumra.
Okay, maybe. You say,
but this is an act.
Why not?
It's not Tarif. It's, you know, it's not Lika.
Right now.
So why shall we chayshish?
But
it's always good to tell
you. What's the gazer?
Okay, in any event, the Shach only said this. The Shach only said it's chumra in a case where he holds the din at the tarayos. So what's the difference between the two cases according to the Shach? According to the Shach, there is no chiluk. It's already
the
tarayos when you could find it.
Yeah.
So is it more of a tarayos when you can't find it according to the Shach?
Yeah.
Who says it? Tarimus is a tarimus.
No, because Chashash Pinot, the Shach is, because it might find a piece on the tongue.
Okay.
Then it'll be Nika.
Not that it'll be Nika, now it'll be Nika, you'll eat in the bam. You'll never know.
It means, wouldn't be a tarimus.
You want to find it.
That's Chashash.
Okay.
Well, it's never going to be such a...
Why? No, it will be. It'll be on the tip of your tongue, but you'll never know. You...
That's if you know that
it's Issa. Why
is it Issa? You never know. It's
no Issa, the
Chashash. There is Issa. If it's proper tarimus, why is it Chashash Pinot?
Again, when you say proper tarevus, according to the Shach, when it was near, it was also a proper tarevus. It was also bottom in a din. And I feel off, we were machmor on a sheretz. I don't get the chiluk. According to the Shach, what's the chiluk if it's nikkur, it's not nikkur? I don't see that the idea would disagree with that, including the Madanei Osher.
Chris, what does it mean that it's nikkur on your tongue, but you don't know that it's sheretz?
It's be'en on your tongue. It'll be there. You have this little piece of something by itself on your tongue.
What,
you'll never know what it was.
Why is it by itself? Even if it's, what if it's in a spoonful?
Because it's in a spoonful, it's bad.
Why? What if shishim?
Because he's a Shabbat midin, it's bad. Since you can't separate it, it's bad.
So we're worried that it's going to be just alone.
We're worried it'll get separated out of the tarevis on the tip of on your tongue, and then you'll swallow it separate from the rest of the spoonful.
I mean, the Taz also said that. Taz also was mechalik between. The Taz also said that chiluk between kum and achbar. By achbar, by the chashash that you'll eat it by itself, right. And by kum you'll never eat it by itself.
But really, the Taz was not machmir by achbar any more than by shari surim.
I don't know.
Right.
Anyway, his chiluk was just could it be by itself or it can't be by itself? Will it be nick or not? It doesn't make a difference what it is.
The Shabbat has his schilus, but after picking, he was made by Ach. He wasn't machal to Ach. In a case we'd be mad to Shari, so we'd be mad to Ach for also. Fine. So I think that that's a richtig pshat l'shach. And then the Azbiyana, then after, once we've been with Samson, the machalik l'shach and Taz, to that, so then already what we would do, where you place him saying on the machal to the Taz and Mekel for the Shach on that Nekuda. So then that's what you understand. Lamaisa is.
Because I'm sorry, the Kutsa guest did not understand this way. The Kutsa guest understood this. He didn't understand the Taz that way.
Well, you see, he didn't understand the Taz that way. What do you mean he didn't understand the Taz that way?
He understood that they were very darkest and complicated. That him and the Taz are having a very deep Taz.
I mentioned that in passing before. I'll repeat it. Most of the Kashas in the Kutsa guest. We're not coming to prove his halacha. They were coming to be nitpicky on the way the Taz attacked the Darkei Moshe. Taz attacked the Rambam. The Taz attacked the Rambam was with barrier. What do you mean? So he said, yes, it's bad. No, we did it, but he himself doesn't hold with mishum barrier. So he's coming to hack up the Taz's caches, but not because he holds like the Rambam. I mean, he doesn't hold that a Adosha has been buried. But he's still answering the Kaz of the Kaz's kashas which he didn't bury.
It's not something to bury. Only the Shach, he said like this, and the answer said because it's buried. He's going to explain why buried. Because it's supposed to be explained that what he means buried is not buried.
Right.
It means
In the Kutsa Kaz, it sounds like he understood even the Ramah didn't mean buried. But my point is that when the Kutas, I guess, when he hacks up the Taz's caches on Dine barrier, not because he's coming to say that the Ramos right is a barrier. It's not a barrier. But he's still thinking, he's still arguing. The first half of the Nekudas Akasif is all coming to hack up the Taz, but the Shitasa Kiyu. Even though the Taz is wrong, all his caches in Ramon didn't bury were wrong, it's still not a barrier. The issue here is not the Shumbari, just the way the Taz asked on Ramon, the Shumbari was where the caches were wrong. I think that was, but again, that's why this morning, after I looked together about the Nerona, the Yadu, whatever, and I thought of it, I went back and I read again through the Taz and the Shaf and the Kudus and Kesef, and I said back, it does all fit in the words, even though it's not the way I agree, it's not the way I read, I understood the Shaf and the Kudus and Kesef the first time I read it through, or the second time I read it through. But after thinking about it and going back and reading it, I think that is worth it. But I was welcome to go and read through the Shach and the Kudus HaKesef again. And you'll find maybe a knach here and there where it doesn't sound like that's posh shot of what they're saying. But I think it makes the Shach so much more glatt than saying that the Shach holds that every Yonah's Balach is blotted. I think it's not a Mufkin to say that the Shach holds. Yeah, but I'm saying, I think that you will certainly read the Pashas, you read the Taz, the Shach, and I think that many of the Achrayim who are coming to argue on the Shach understood the Shach as being much more Mekel than the Taz, and together Lach and Yomish. And the truth is, I don't know if more. There's a lot of them because maybe nobody did understand that it's a Dakas Kibach. But, so I was thinking, for example, all the Achrayim, I think Rav Achrayim passed away. See, that's something that we go back now, so I don't know. So now we're going to, at the beginning of the shiur, we gave a whole list of what L'chaira was worried about writing and passing like the Taz. But now I know it's Mocha. The Chassam Sefer is not Mocha like the Taz. The way we're saying Pshat and the Shach, now the Chassam Sefer could be like the Shach. The Chassam Sefer writes before he does pass from the Taz, but the Halakha Maisi he's going on the Shach would agree with also. He does pass from the Taz, though. That's it. To be fair, the Chassam Sefer before he passes from the Taz. The Minchas Chaim passes the Taz.
Didn't understand.
The Minchas Chaim passes the Taz. But I think it's clearer that Chazal misunderstood the Shach, because he understood the Shach would be matter, even the case of Chatichas and the Veil of Chatichas Ksheir and Shishim and Zaysim of Raitin, and I think that's Bar Kachamah, that the Shach would have been Chara Chalil, would have never been matter such a case. So the Kladim and the Chazal passed in the past, but if he knew that's what the Shach meant, I don't know if it's Mulchi, he wouldn't have agreed with that. One, if he would have understood it was a Dakas, I don't know if he would have necessarily taken Ad Kadei Kach, the Taz's Chumra Kneg of the Shach. The Amshul Shleimer now, I think is Chloe's Paskin in the Shach. The Drish of the Amshul Shleimer, the Bachar, all like the Shach. Avadu, they were Yomis, Balachas, and Bottle. But here they're coming again, what did the Drish get this? What did the Drish bring from the Amshul Shleimer? The Baisharats were Choshish, maybe you have a little bit in your tip of your tongue by itself. But also he holds the Yomish Balach, is Ainet Bottle. That the angel's wife never said, can I get that? And the Mela also, he'll be matter on Chatzizah, he'll be on Sharetz, at least not on Chatzizah, he'll be Chashish. Chatzizah Adosha, he'll also be Chashish.
Why?
He says, Rochash, Chatzishe. He says, Kor Chatzishe, but not Sharisur.
Why?
Because you see Chaymer Sharetz, there is no din in Adosha the way we're saying now. It's not a din in you see Sharetz is a smaller shear of Adosha, I see that the Torah was Machmir and Sharetz, the Mela, we put another Chumra on Sharetz. The Shach is very machmer, separating out the Shach agrees 100%. You have to put cold water and separate out the chaylev because that's still together with Yavish Balach. So who else do we have? The Aruch Shulchan Maisel. Again, so when the Aruch Shulchan says that you can't be maker like the Shach, but what did he think was the Shach's kula? I don't remember watching the Aruch Shulchan in front of me.
He brings two or three mountains to
the Dash of the Shach, and he shall sell water. So I'm saying, I don't know if he understood. I don't remember. Did he understand that there was a big machlaikas or a dakas big machlaikas? If he understood the dakas big machlaikas, I don't know if he would have had a problem with Makabal the Shach. That I don't even know. I'd have to look inside. The Goyim, for example, what did the Goyim say? What's the Rebbe? The Goyim makes him explain the Shach. He explained it on law. But then he said that if you could find the piece of Sharetz or whatever it is of Isser b'mishmosh hayad, so that's called that it's a yomish b'lach the same epot. So Pashtus, that's like the Taz, because he's saying even though you can't see it at all, but if you could feel through and find it, you'll feel a little bump somewhere in the challah. That's really awesome. But again, there's not much of the Shach disagrees with that. So I don't know the guy. There's not really a great pass coming the Taz connected the Shach the way we're understanding the Shach. Shulchan Rav, I'd have to look up and say that, but Shulchan Rav also in the crazy place in Pedal. Again, the crazy place was a steer from Pedal to here now, it's not a steer anymore. The Pedal by Shrotzin, he says that the Sheretz isn't bottled in the Urakis, if you could find it, the Chippus after Chippus is looking. But to say again, that's not Mulu, not like the Taz. The Shach would agree with that. So there's no steer in crazy places. The crazy place in Lo'ayim is passing in the Shach, like he says over here, L'chayim. And no one was that the Shach would agree in such a case that you have to be Baidik. So Chazanish again, the case he's going on in the Chazanish, the Shach Lukhayr would agree with is not bottom. The Chazanish Lamaisin says the foolish passing the task to the Shach. I don't know if that's because he understood the Shach is much more Mekel, or because even on the Dakistic Machlakas, but he wants to be Machriya like the Taz. But then who else, other than the Chazanish, is being Machriya like Kineged the way we're understanding the Shach? I don't know if anyone is. So this is Chachmas Adam. Yisfemach on the Shach that has his Merubo. I don't know how he understood the Shach exactly. But the Mayan says that Titochim, once we say Shach the Shach, they could be the right even agree with the Shach's Hagdara of Nikr. Like the Yad Yudin said. Fine. I'm not going to stand in the Kudu here, boy. So I guess that's it. So we never agree. The other themselves went into it. I'm not going to say much of that. But the Kudu of, you know, Achbar and Shayin and Shamashkin and then Shayin Shrotin and Zvulun and then Chalav Shechur or whatever, and other Dvarim Harif, and that was whatever that we saw. They saw. Just touch on quickly on a chayiv. No one said anything, but basically about chayiv and mafud mavliyah. But basically, the Chacham Sofer brings a story without flaw that he was mafud and the chayiv is mafud. Almost all the achrayim of chayiv can say chayiv is not mafud mavliyah. The only thing you have is there were some achrayim. I didn't prepare it. I was in the sadeh. But there's some achrayim with mechalik between the kavush and bishul b'cham. That by hat a chai is mafud mavliyah, and by kavush we don't say on a chai. They say, otherwise, how are you going to drink water that you had a dad tummy swimming in? And that was one thing. The other chilut that some achrayim want to make is they want to make the chilut between being mafud and being mavliyah. Okay, shame. But lemaisa is haskamas rei ruba da achrayim and minigah olam is clear that chai is not mafud and not mavliyah, not becham and not bekavush. What more about Rukhaimis? If they don't really want to, maybe I'll try to pull something together by the end of the Chazara and say that Bintayim, that's what it basically was. Fan Tukur, I'd like the Chazara to finish by the end of Wednesday and start Kuftes Thursday. Kuftes should take the Arab a week. And then, Chazara and Kuftes. And then, Bez Hashem, we'll still have time. So, like 3 weeks before that in Nizvan, we put it in the middle. To get on to the Dvar Shein Betel, to Kuf, maybe, Kufal, we'll see.